Good morning. It's 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025, in the April meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. We'll do a roll call member vote. Dale Nyblade present. Suzanne Coleman.
Present.
Michael Searle.
Present.
Deb Bright.
Present.
Terry. Well, not yet. Okay. Also on the call, we have Megan Darien, our executive director, and Seamus Monahan, our assistant attorney general. Let's move on to declaration of conflicts of interest. Are there any? I hear none. We'll move on. Review, discuss, and approval of the minutes from the March 5th telephonic board meeting.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the minutes from the March 5th telephonic board meeting as written.
Michael?
This is Michael Searle, and I will second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the minutes as written from the March 5th board meeting. Any discussion, questions? We will move to a roll call vote of those who were on that. Dale Nyblade, aye. Van Coleman?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Those are the three board members that were on that board meeting, so it is approved unanimously for the minutes to be accepted as written. Number four, agency operations. Director's report.
SB 1235, Health Profession Regulatory Board Membership. Most recent amendment. Yes.
Hey, this is Perry. I'm on.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Welcome, Perry. Perry, we just did the minutes. If you want to back up, we had a motion to accept the minutes from the March meeting, and everybody that was on it approved. And I'll ask you if you approve the minutes as written.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's unanimous. The minutes are approved. And we have accepted them as written, and we've moved on to the director's report.
SB 1235, Health Profession Regulatory Board Membership. Most recent amendment was in House Commerce Committee. The amendment reverts the restructure back to the original board makeup. It stipulates that if the governor fails to fill a public member vacancy within 1 year, after the vacant position, the board may fill it by a majority vote. If the Senate fails to confirm or reject an appointee within 1 year after the governor's appointment, the appointee is deemed confirmed. This is so far the latest that happened to this bill. The next one is fee committee. The board has contacted the health policy advisor at the governor's office for approval, but the advisor office has yet to schedule the meeting, so it is pending at this stage. The third one would be establishment renewal. The renewal of 2025 establishment licenses started on April 1st and will end on June 30th for 420 licensed optical establishments. I'm done.
Okay, great. Just started, so we'll see how that goes. Thank you for that update. We'll keep waiting to hear what happens to SB 1235.
Thank you.
Applications for licensure. Applications for licensed optician.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the following applications for licensed optician from Adele Kahinde, Corey Vanderkolk, Jaron Davis, and Stephanie Brown.
This is Michael Searle, and I'll second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve these four applications for licensed optician. Any discussion? Move to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Barry Brown?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Unanimous vote of the board that those applications for licensure are approved. Welcome to the licensed optician group in the state of Arizona, the four applicants. Congratulations. 5B, application licensure for comedy.
And this is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the following application for comedy licensure from Perry Phillips of Washington State.
This is Michael Searle, and I will second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the application for licensure for comedy from Karen Phillips. Any discussion? Move to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Perry Brown?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
It's unanimously approved to accept that application for licensure from Carrie Phillips. Welcome to our state board licensed opticians, state of Arizona. Number six, future meeting dates. Again, every first Wednesday, with the exception of July, for the rest of the year. Mark it on your calendar. Make sure we're all here, all of us that can be. Future agenda items. I guess we're still keeping follow-up on the renewal application as well as the board or the Senate. SB 1235, and also waiting to hear where we're going with the fee adjustments. Any discussion of anything from anybody? We'll call to the public. I don't think we have any public there.
Just me, Jim.
I appreciate Jim?
Yeah.
You snuck in on us, didn't you, Jim?
Right at the last minute.
I'd like to thank Jim for the work he does for the board as our investigator. Any other discussion? It is now 10:38 a.m., and this meeting is adjourned. Have a great week.